Investigative journalist Andrei Volchek joins us now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Volchek, welcome to the program. Walk us through the recent comments made by Ayatollah Khamenei. He's highlighted the fact issue of double standards when it comes to some Western countries with regards to the issue of chemical weapons use.
Well, yes, of course. The double standard is always there when it comes to the West. And we know that in 1980s, the brutal war, brutal invasion performed by Iraq against Iran took hundreds of thousands of innocent lives. Chemical weapons were used. The United States was fully supporting the former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. It was not only United States, it was also basically almost all NATO countries, but also unfortunately and sadly Soviet Union joined this coalition at least for certain period of time. So Iran was a victim of this, and now it is the West which is again trying to place some kind of a moral upper hand. We should remember that chemical weapons are being used by the Western countries, by particularly the United States, already for many years and decades. Of course, Iraq-Iran scenario was one, but also napalm and other weapons were used against Vietnam and against Southeast Asian countries, Cambodia, Laos, that were at the time fighting the revolutionary wars in so-called Indochina. Chemical weapons of different kind are used periodically against Cuba, even you know, their attacks against the Cuban agriculture. Even in Syria, there are accusations that the so-called Syrian opposition is using chemical weapons in its fight against the Syrian government and the army. Of course, the information is getting twisted. So whenever there are legitimate accusations of this nature, the Western propaganda twists everything around, turns everything around, and accuses President Assad of doing this, while almost any independent journalist on the ground in Syria would tell you that it is the West and it's supported groups that are using chemical weapons. So what we heard from Ayatollah Khamenei today is a very legitimate accusation against the West, and Iran is one of the countries that is being constantly sidelined, although it, historically it is a victim.
Indeed, thank you very much. Investigative journalist Andrei Volchek joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.